Snap error rate alarms lawmakers. With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. During yesterday's program, we discussed a no-new money farm bill, and one of the carrots that I dangled within that discussion was the realization of a SNAP error rate. The total SNAP fiscal year 2022 error rate was 11.5%. It prompted bipartisan howls from four ag panel leaders who called it unacceptable and a threat to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program's integrity. Iowa's Joni Ernst.
I do believe it's important that we're providing critical assistance to those citizens that are most vulnerable, but we also have an obligation to ensure that these federal funds are not abused.
USDA Food, Nutrition, and Consumer Services Deputy Undersecretary Stacy Dean blamed the pandemic and staffing shortages.
The appropriations that we received both in 22 and 23 actually provided a significant increase in staffing for FNS resources that had fallen to a historic low while our programs had gotten larger. We just needed more capacity.
The Congressional Budget Office now projects nutrition costs will consume more than 80% of the next farm bill, or $1.2 trillion.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Haley Shipp. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.